Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Plus 450 at Caesars. Good for third behind Tulane, who is plus 275. And then Navy, who is plus 350.
Tulane was already the favorite.
I believe that is the case, yes. Okay. I don't think this really changed anything. I got another bit of maybe some interesting news that might excite you, though. Circa, who's out there in Vegas, who is, I think, probably the sharpest sports book in America, they put out a futures on group of five team to make the playoff. Obviously, you know, there's only going to be one in this format. Boise State's the favorite at plus 190. Tulane is second, plus 850. But Memphis is third, according to Circa, 9-1 to make the playoff, which is interesting because in the conference pricing, that's a different sports, but on the conference pricing, they're tied for third. Mm-hmm. But to make the playoff, they're third overall. So I think what this really means is, I know I'm kind of confusing people, is that the sharpest sports book in America thinks a little higher of Memphis maybe than others.
There's
notable.
There's one school that's missing there.
There's no Navy.
That's Navy.
Okay. Navy's not on this list.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Like Memphis is 9-1. James Madison's 12-1. UNLV's 12-1. Right. UTSA is 12-1. I mean, people are expecting big things from UTSA, but again, you dodge them this year. You don't play them.
Horvath is back
for Navy.
So why wouldn't Navy be in the...
I guess they just don't trust the option. I guess they're just fading the option, you know, late in the season. We kind of did see it. The longer the season went on, the worse they got.
Well, they got banged up, too.
Yeah, they did. And I think that's like what happens, right?
It does.
Over time. But yeah.
Now, take me back real quick. Maybe we should address this in rundown. Maybe it'll be something. UTSA game?
Yeah.
Did I not see some news about that over the weekend as it relates to Memphis football? Maybe that's something we can do in a rundown.
All right, well let's do that. Let's take a break. Let's come back with a scandal that has rocked Memphis football from over the weekend. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm just trying to find ESPN. All right. So after Friday afternoon after the show was done, Sam Shoemaker, who covers the University of Memphis for I believe it's now on three. Memphis on three. It used to be Rivals, but Rivals got acquired by on three. So Rivals doesn't exist anymore. Kind of a interesting sort of, you know.
Times change.
Yeah. Rivals used to be like.
Rivals.
That's kind of where I slick got my start, like way back when, you know. And again, it was just like an affiliate website. It ain't like I was working at Rivals. But anyway, Sam Sugarmaker, who works over there at the Memphis website for On3, reported that elements of Memphis's defensive playbook were leaked to UTSA prior to their 2024 matchup by a former Tiger DB. The DB, according to Sam Shoemaker, is now at Purdue. And he declined to comment on the playbook situation, but told Sam, "My time at Memphis was good on the field, and every time I played, I gave it my all. It was Memphis's second and final loss of the season, and it was particularly damning because they won every game the rest of the way. And had they not lost that game, they would have played for the AAC championship, I believe. But it kept them from being able to do that. Sam Shoemaker went on to say he posted like some videos where he said, upon reviewing the tape, there is no apparent singular moment of blatant cheating, but multiple instances emerge that could raise concerns about advanced intel. Memphis comes out in a two high safety look that is a disguised cover three with a single high safety. UTSA quarterback Owen McCown immediately throws a dart up the seam without looking anyone off or making a progressive read. And he goes on through multiple examples. I will say this, like there have been some, developments since then. The UTSA writer for On3 says that sources close to the program vehemently deny the allegations reported by Sam that UTSA had access to the Memphis playbook prior to their November 2nd game this past season. So, sounds like Sam is standing by that. Of course, AAC Media Day is this week, so I assume this will probably come up, perhaps. There you have it.
Makes it a little more fun, but we're not playing this year. I was going to say a little bit more fun with what could be what seems to be a little budding rivalry between UTSA and Memphis. The fact that Memphis is willing to poke them, they did with the whole "we got money" after Traylor said last year, Memphis got way more than us. So the back and forth would lend itself to what's a pretty good, some real tension.
Right.
Kind of lends itself typically to a nice little rivalry. You don't get to play them, though. Oh, great, AAC. You really knew what you were doing. Why would you not? I guess you did load up Memphis's already. You can only go so far. And UTSA, by some, is thought of as a program, especially with what it brought back offensively, that can win the conference this year. I know it wasn't up there in terms of your Vegas odds. I like the spiciness it brings. The unfortunate part is you won't figure it out on the field. Maybe you'd see them in an AAC championship game that doesn't include Tulane. That feels far fetched at this point, and feeling like Tulane's going to be the favorite, even though we're no longer doing polls. I don't know. There's a lot with this story. It's weird help me understand this correctly. I want to make sure I got it. The guy we're saying did the snitching to UTSA is the guy at Purdue?
That is correct, yes. That is what Sam's reporting suggests. It's
weird that, that he wouldn't deny it if he's been talked to and everything else, or that the snitch would be identified.
Right, right. Now, I didn't name him, but again, you can use Google and find out pretty easily who that would be. Tiger DB that transferred to Purdue.
Well, and he knew that when he puts in the school. That's what I'm saying. The writer here, the reporter.
So this is honestly, like, I don't know whether it's true or not. I don't know. But I do think that it's a little overblown. I mean, obviously, if the teammate did that, that's terrible. He should have been like cut immediately. Done. You're a traitor, basically, right? Like, you have completely betrayed your team by doing that, making the opponent's job easier. Because when you have the playbook, you probably don't have to watch as much film because you have the playbook in front of you. So you just study that instead of the film. But that being said, I don't really know that Memphis's defense was that hard to figure out. Right? I mean, I think you and I could go out there and, call up a couple of I'm just saying, like, it wasn't, past that fourth week of the season. I mean, wasn't everybody, like, scoring 40 or more on Memphis? Like, that was just kind of a regular occurrence. So I think it's just a little overblown to maybe soften the blow for this loss by somebody. Film exists. People can watch the games. They can see what Memphis is doing on defense.
Like, folks, it's only 408 total yards. Doesn't even, like, stand out as some monster game that they had.
Right.
The secrets. All now, the Memphis defensive secrets.
They were, weren't they, like, kind of limping into that game? Like, they were super banged up.
I want to say the start of their turnaround was right there.
And, yeah. And so that was, like an uncharacteristically good day for them at that part of the season. Now, they were, like, 7.5-point underdogs.
But they got their offense together against the rest of the league the rest of the year. And it's one of the reasons why, again, Athlon, maybe some of the other publications have said they think this UTSA team is capable of not just finishing high but winning the AAC because of this offense. So It was an offense that didn't just get good for one game against Memphis, is my point. It got good for the rest of the season, and many have lauded it as one of the reasons why they'll be good this year, UTSA.
Right.
I like that it adds to the spiciness a little bit, just out of a a person who has to talk about American football.
Yes.
Did you see what I did there?
I like it. I like it.
But the, but now it feels
like you're trying to like designate between like soccer and football.
American football is NFL.
That's right.
That's what differentiates that from football.
That's right. But now it sounds like you're trying to like explain to like someone from, you know, Portugal that you're not talking about football. You're talking about American
right.
football.
Right. That's where I use that reference exactly.
Yeah.
So what, Pernetti, we can't take that.
No, I think it's
and
a little,
apply it here.
It's a bit much, mate.
AAC is what is that our official stance as a show that
I'm just gonna kick. It's like, well, like you know
that
you,
we're gonna say.
I will say you did acquiesce to Liberty Bowl. You don't call it Liberty Bowl no more. You do call it Simmons Bank. So you know
because I liked Sim, and I think Simmons Bank has just quit.
I mean the
we don't even say Liberty Bowl anymore. Liberty Bowl is the game.
I do tend
they
to.
They got me.
Right. I tend to still say Liberty Bowl.
You call it the building, the Liberty Bowl?
I definitely will have times where I call it that. Because it's always going to be that to me. You know?
Then you'll always call it Nichols State. You'll always call him Cassius Clay.
Well, yeah.
You're one of those
guys. Well,
kind
no. I mean, I didn't know him as Cassius Clay. I knew him as Muhammad Ali.
You just won't change. When somebody asks you to do something, you're going to stay in where you're at.
I mean, well, see, that gets into all the, you mm-hmm. know, how do you identify and all that, man.
I'll tell you what, they gave the sim to me and Jarvis, and we ran with it, didn't we?
You did.
We liked it.
That and there's no question. Now,
he liked it, the sim, and hit with me, resonated with me. I like it. I like it better.
You know, on his show, he does on his Grizz beat, though, he kept calling Avery Braxton, Avery Bradley, you know. So
he played for the Celtics and Grizzlies and Lakers.
Right.
And was a tough defensive player.
But that's not Avery Braxton. Now that's just a confusion as opposed to intentional.
Dude, the man across from you and yourself, we say the wrong name all the time.
We all fall short. There's
no
doubt about
that. We love Jarvis.
He
is a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer.
But it's all about what you choose to. It's like who do you respect enough to like you know respect their requests? That's what it comes down to.
I think it looks just makes you look like a joke that this is even out there.
Like you respect Simmons Bank. Liberty Stadium and the University of Memphis to enough to a place where you will call it what it asked to be called.
I don't even have an account at Simmons Bank.
Right. No, we're Leaders Credit Union over here, as you guys know.
Remember, it's now, you and I are Memphis, you're U of M graduates. It's ours.
That's right.
Who helped us? Who gave us the naming rights money?
Simmons Bank. So because
and,
they
and,
paid.
And now it's ours, not the city's.
Yeah.
It's ours, John. So you and I, we're Tigers.
Yeah.
So it's helping us now,
right?
It's helping the U of M.
You respect the financial piece of it.
See?
But it ain't enough, though. It needed to be more.
That's why maybe you put a little bit more respect on it.
I see where you're coming
from. It's helping your university now.
It's beneficial.
In a way now that it never had.
And
it
doesn't benefit us to call the American the American. I do think it's good to,
you're with me now.
We can pretty much, whatever they ask or tell us to do, just do the opposite and feel like we're on the right side of history, I think, there.
The American?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. America exists because of revolution, doesn't it?
Well, and Larry Porter started it.
Well, he did. He was ahead of his time in many ways. But I meant more of our nation.
I know what you meant.
This is our Boston Tea Party moment, you know? We need to pull up to wherever the headquarters of this thing is, and we need to start pouring some stuff out of our vehicle, preferably gasoline with a flame. Make sure everybody's out though, but just burn it all down. You know what I'm saying? Start over. But we can't do that. We have to work with what we have, and yeah. But in terms of this story, man, like I honestly, Doc Holliday had a clip about it. You know, he talked about it. He played football, so. You know, he understands, like, it's really about, it seems like to him, the trust that teammate broke by doing this, if he did it, that Doc had a big problem with.
Oh, yeah, but, it's weak sauce.
But. Yeah, but I don't think it's, like, this big competitive advantage, like, oh, we got Memphis's play. Bro, their defensive playbook, bro.
Bro, everybody
two
put
plus
up 400.
2 equals 4. I mean, what was the defensive playbook,
everybody
man?
Everybody was slicing us up.
Like, I mean, I'm sure they had good intentions and all that, but, like, I don't think anybody needs to be an astrophysicist from Columbia or Boston University to figure out the University of Memphis' defense last year, bro. Like, I think it was pretty simple. Like, there were yards to be had on it, whether it was UTSA or, you know, whoever, man. I think even North Alabama. you know, had about 100 on them. So, anyway, yeah.
This year will be different.
You promise, man? We got one returner. Is that a good thing? Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that only one person is coming back from last year's team, you know, because it wasn't good last year. So, maybe it's time to start over.
Well, it's got to be addressed. It's what you're missing. It's what you've met. It's what's
right.
Clearly kept you out of conference.
Right.
Your defense has not been good enough. You've been good enough offensive to at least played for a conference title by now.
The markets think, hey, better than maybe we think.
Well, maybe they know something we don't. We got another transfer coming in here. Or something.
I don't know.
I
think it's reputational. I do. I think in terms of, because I don't think a lot of people are paying like that close of attention to teams that aren't Boise State in the group of five. And so I think Memphis just kind of gets the benefit of the doubt bump by the markets. And then, you know, when they see the product, they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a down year for Memphis. I could be wrong. I mean, that's just my instinct. It's like, hey, Memphis has been a 10-11 win team every single year. You know, it's funny, like when you're not in the everyday of it, you know, and you're like out, you're not in Memphis, you could just look at it. You can say, man, that place is freaking rolling. That's what you would say if you don't like do anything. Like, they're not watching every game, Jace. They're not watching every, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you got to put it under a microscope. And that's the difference. But anyway, interesting story from Sam Shoemaker there on potentially a player leaking a playbook, you know, to an opposing team, which is just an egregious offense.
A couple of things on Grizzlies. We'll put the wrap on it with the win over the Clippers, 105-82. Grizzlies finished Las Vegas 2-3, and they didn't have anybody playing in that last game against the Clippers other than Javon Small. They're a number 48 pick. And when I say anybody playing, obviously people of note that we care about, noteworthy in terms of the Grizzlies, their rotation next year, roster next year. It was Javon Small for the most part. 22 minutes off the bench, 17 points, dished out 9 assists. Injury had kept him from a lot of the summer league. You get him out there, get to see him a little bit, a guy that's going to be on a two-way for you, be here. There was news, though, in terms of the pickup, and we had talked about what you could do with a final spot, and what you do with Zion Pullen, because we said, why do you need on-the-ball guys anymore when you've added Ty Jerome? You like what you've seen, at least from Scottie Pippen, but now you know you got another guy that you can put behind Ja Morant and Ty Jerome. Why would you need even a Zion Pullen within your organization? Well, he's moving on. They waived him. And how about P.J. Hall? A guy that, I don't know, I feel like weirdly we've liked ever since the University of Memphis started playing Clemson a couple of years ago, and you probably long before that, having watched them, you're covering all of college basketball. For me, I was just turned on to P.J. Hall with that recent series that Memphis has had. A couple of years ago, you played him before he graduated out of there. I think last year played about 19 games for Denver, not much, was in G League, but the Grizzlies pick him up. And look, I know we're looking at this and saying, some are trying to say whether or not he can be a part of this organization long-term, those kinds of things. It's probably getting ahead of ourselves with that. But what we've always thought was he's athletic. We've seen him. He's got the NBA quick twitch athleticism. More importantly, what he's always done at every level is rebound.
Yeah.
And this franchise needs that. Bacot didn't do or hasn't done it, feels like enough of it. And so I'm cool with this one. Again, I'm not even saying it'll be, you know, as much of a factor as Jay Huff was last year after signing a two-way for you, but I don't mind the move because there wasn't much out there.
Yeah.
Apparently, Drew Hill had talked about him with you last week.
Yep.
So kind of was ahead of this one in terms of the Grizzlies going ahead and making this happen and pulling the trigger. I appreciate Drew coming on and kind of foreshadowing there in this case, P.J. Hall's addition just here on a two-way.
Right.
I don't mind it, do you? Especially Zion Pullen wasn't going anywhere in this organization on a two-way.
Yeah.
His ceiling was hit.
I mean, I think it first of all, P.J. Hall has been great in summer league. He didn't play a lot for the Charlotte Hornets. He came off the bench, which was interesting. But I mean, I remember I was watching the Spurs game when he put somebody on a poster. I don't remember who it was, but he had a nasty dunk against somebody. Yeah. And then the game against Oklahoma City, his last one, he was like 5 of 5 from the field, had 12 points. 8 boards and limited minutes. So I think P.J. Hall is definitely a guy that has shown he belongs in somebody's organization somewhere. He's got good size. Like he's not 6'7" out there. You know,
6'8" 240.
Yeah,
like he uses it well.
He's put together,
like strong body.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a reward for P.J. Hall, but it's also I think an indictment of the other bigs they had. Like Bacot and Magne were just not good. They just never took the reins.
Baycott had every opportunity, dude.
No doubt.
They're looking for a guy with a body like yours to set screens and rebounds, and you couldn't get it done.
Yep.
And we're with that, you know, their organization all year last year with the G League.
No question. So I think that's what it is. It's also like, hey, like, you guys didn't show us a damn thing. We had to go get a big from another team off their bench, which I think is a little embarrassing for those two that they just never showed. I mean, there was just not a single moment. I mean, Magne's got size, but, you know, that's really about it, man. He's kind of a loafer out there. So, yeah, I do. I was actually watching the game last night. Again, I watch Summer League, so you don't have to. The Clippers played all their regular players that they had in Summer League, right? It was kind of interesting that they were going to play it like it's the last game, basically.
Mm-hmm. And we still thumped them.
Pat Baldwin was out there. Jordan Miller was out there. Cam Christie was out there. You know, this was a 3-1 Summer League team, and the Grizzlies just jumped on them, man. No Mayshak, no Cam Spencer, no G.G. Jackson, no
Bo Montgomery and crew, right?
Bo Montgomery, where did you come from? Nate Hinton couldn't miss.
Do you remember him in Los Angeles?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. But
so
I
when
mean,
we say Memphis high school star,
I mean,
was he that?
I don't remember if he was.
I couldn't. When I read that. I couldn't remember him being a
star. I think star is a little much.
Bo's,
I think high school.
I'm taking it clearly. He's well, got you know, a great opportunity. I was trying to remember him.
Yeah, I think product is more appropriate than star. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I, you know.
No, but he got some run yesterday. So
yeah, he got run. Who? I mean, like I said, Javon Small played well yesterday.
Do you love him or not? You watch college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little ambivalent. I'm lukewarm on him.
Isn't he a small shooting guard?
Yeah, I mean, he hit a couple big shots.
Guard.
Yeah.
Do we like those in the league?
I think it's going to be tough for him. I mean, again, maybe he's like a backup point guard, you know? Like, I think that's his hope, you know? I think that's what he is, though. Like, at his peak, he's a backup point guard in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like a Tyus Jones, like a tougher Tyus Jones type, like, you know? I guess Tyus Jones is, you know, he's been sort of a pseudo starter sometimes. But nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with being a backup point guard in the NBA, make a career out of it.
Ask TJ McConnell.
Ask TJ McConnell, 100%, man. So,
Boa, 9 points on 2 of 5 shooting. One shout out the Lausanne product.
Yeah. Nice to see. I will say, like, I imagine for those guys, you know, you're at the end of the, you've been in Vegas for a million years. Like, and you put in the new guys that haven't played, that's
energy.
They're just like, they can't.
Is that what
raw.
It was with the Clippers? Those guys just couldn't believe they were out there.
I think that's really what it was.
And the Grizzlies guys were just chomping at the bit to get
bro,
out
I mean,
because it's all the reserves
that haven't played. And Nate Hinton and Estrada.
They just cleaned their clocks.
Yeah, they did.
Score-wise, it appears. I appreciated that you were watching so we didn't have to.
I watched day yesterday. I didn't watch any of the Hawks Celtics.
That game.
Oh, I'm watching.
Grizzlies ain't good yet.
We're in evaluation
Small.
Mode. That's why when Drew started talking about PJ Hall, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I see the vision, bro. Because he like, you got to look it up. Like, he dunked on somebody. It was nuts.
Dude, I saw the dunk on SportsCenter and made top 10.
Yeah.
It wasn't Furphy level.
No,
but
it wasn't.
It was solid.
I think it was the second best dunk of Summer League. If you come up with a better one than that, I'll listen.
Well, Cooper, dunk on someone maybe. Cooper had one that they keep, you know, flew out. His first 2 points, I think, were the breakaway dunk. SportsCenter will like that better
nice
because
one.
Of who he is.
That's true.
And he glided on in there.
Well, which I don't,
but
which
your,
I don't like.
Your man did dunk on a, was it a brother?
Of course. Which I don't
I
like.
Said, of course. It could have been a European he dunked
mm-mm,
on.
Mm-mm. Which I don't like is that the three best dunks of Summer League belong to white men. That's what y'all like.
I think part of it is we underestimated y'all. Clearly, my man Isenge, who you'll correct me on the pronunciation, he did.
That's it. That's his name. That's how you
say it. I put some respect on it. I've learned it because as an old Bulls fan, they're telling me he's going to be all right.
Now.
But you have killed that man. What? Look what the world did to him.
No, he definitely.
Have you looked at the SportsCenter anchors that are just doubled over? They showed it again this morning.
Yes. And
but they're just his face, and it's just been memed, and every kid, I promise you, not in America, every kid in Africa's seen it at this point.
Every
kid all over the world, my point is, has seen it. In every continent, of every corner of the globe.
Yes, the most that remote.
Looked like
it was.
Somebody's doing something to him.
It did look like somebody's doing something to him.
He was being recognized in Vegas as the guy who got, he was being laughed at. The guy got dunked on, ha
right.
ha ha.
I mean, because Furphy did.
That's not
Furphy,
fair.
Furphy cocked that thing back, bro. He did. He cocked it back. I mean,
it was the dream dunk for him.
Oh, I mean, he will never have a better dunk in game in the rest of his life.
First of all, he'll never catch a brother slipping like he caught that foreign brother.
I mean, if it was an NBA game, we would be talking about it as maybe one of the best in-game dunks ever.
Because he cocked it back so far.
Bro, he cocked that thing back, bro.
It was jaw level the way he cocked it back.
100%.
I wish we would have had Pranica or somebody on the call for that one. Because it would have been, really, we would should have had a, you know, Kevin Harlan. Because the call would have been, he killed him.
Now, let me ask you this.
He brutalized him.
What do you think of?
Burfies was nasty.
Conknipple. Like the player.
We talked about it.
I know you like the name, but the player.
He's got a swag to him, man.
I feel like he looks like he should be in the 90s, like as a human being. He looks like someone who's...
There's a lot of guys doing that, though, retro and bringing it back.
But like his hair,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The way it's slimmed, yeah.
Like he just looks like a 90s NBA player. No, it's just very weird.
I think what's cool is that he's got his own swag. He doesn't care.
Yeah. No, he definitely doesn't.
I'm telling you, he's great. He's performed well on our Watkins-Brown test. He would perform well. The dude is tough.
Yeah.
He's fearless. He's a leader already. It's weird. It's weird, man. He earns a respect the moment he hits the floor just by the way he plays. Every teammate just has to rise to his level.
But like he looks like, I don't know, like if you put on an NBA game in the mid-80s, like there would be four of those dudes on the floor with that haircut, bro. Like, I don't know.
I thought Drew Timmy had a haircut like that, but it seems silly. But with Khan, it's like it's hard.
He's gonna bring that hairstyle back.
He has a
back.
Swag to it. There's no question. Nip slip.
Yeah, that's the play.
When you slip,
mm-hmm.
There's gonna be a lot you can do here.
He hit that. He hit the defining three. I mean, the ceiling three last
he
night.
He looked like he got MVP. I thought he was holding up a trophy at the end. That looked and like he, it wasn't
know, he,
the.
He gets it because he said, "Listen, if this was a full summer league award, I wouldn't get it. It should go to KJ Simpson." You know, my guy that's been doing this, you know, I've been struggling. I've missed some games. Like, it should go to KJ Simpson.
Okay. Did he not shine all summer league long?
It's been inconsistent. Okay. Yeah, it's been inconsistent. Yeah,
I figured he was doing this the whole time.
No, he's
of course not watching Charlotte.
Right.
But didn't you say this was one of the teams?
Yeah.
That was one of the you thought?
Yeah, because I mean, it was
one of the favorites to win.
Yeah, because you had, you know, again, they didn't play last night, but at the beginning of this, you had McNeely, you had Sion James, you had. Knipple, you had Kalkbrenner, you had KJ Simpson, Saloon, like you had a bunch.
Kalkbrenner played last night though.
Yeah, he was very good.
But Sion did not.
No, Saloon's been gone. He missed the last two. Yeah.
What? Isn't there the other kid from Duke?
Oh yeah. Oh, you're talking about Sion. Yeah. He hasn't played either. Sion. I think it's Sion. Yeah. Sion. My fault. I thought you were talking about the French guy. No.
No.
Oh yeah. Sion's missed the last two or three. Yeah. He's got like some kind of issue. Yeah.
So they won that yesterday without interest.
Without McNeely didn't play. Without Sion didn't play, without Saloon didn't play.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, that you know, honestly, if you're a Charlotte Hornets fan, that should give you some optimism. Like, we don't have to suck forever.
I just like it because of what you said. They've never won anything, literally
not
anything.
Not a single piece of hardware.
So
the Grizzlies have at least won division titles, man.
I still don't have very high hopes for just him ever staying healthy, LaMelo.
Yeah.
I do like Brandon, though.
Yeah.
Don't you? Brandon Miller.
Yeah, for sure.
Brandon Miller is legit.
For sure.
He was hurt last year for, what was it, thumb or something on his hand? I'm making that up, but missed a lot. But he's the real deal.
I think they probably get to a place where they
got to move on from Miller.
Exactly.
It's not serious enough.
Exactly.
He's not going to play.
Exactly.
He's not going to be a leader and lead our culture. Then we have to move on.
That's you know, right.
Some organizations would probably look at Memphis and say, who are you talking about?
That's right.
Not playing.
And that's right.
How is he leading that culture?
Well, yeah, LaMelo was supposed to be that guy in, you know, like 5 years ago, and it just, you know, injury, whatever. Because even Khan was asked about it, like, hey, have you talked to LaMelo? He's like, yeah, he came out, I talked to guys. Like, it didn't seem like it was a real leadership thing.
Wearing pink.
Yeah. It did not seem
just trying to draw that attention. That's again. It's when you this far into the league and you're still. It's all about attention and being seen as opposed to process and trying to get done. You know, trying to move up that ladder like SGA. Come on, man.
Yeah.
How serious are you? That's what I'd ask.
Yeah, it's a fair question. But they got it done. Now what do we do? Summer league's over.
Oh boy, what do? We follow NFL training camp. Did you see they're starting this week? We're here, bro. I think the Chiefs go in. We got Chargers, Detroit in the Hall of Fame. No,
in 10 days.
Is it Detroit?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, it's Chargers, Detroit. Yeah,
that's coming. It's in July, and we're here. The summer league delivered us to the promised land.
Yeah,
got us here.
It did, and we are grateful for that. And don't forget, we have EuroBasket this year as well.
Sorry,
EuroBasket. Jokic is playing in it. All right, Luka. We'll see. We'll see if he goes for Slovenia.
I'd put that right up there with the softball, new softball league coming out.
No,
man. In terms of me watching it, yeah. And there a new softball league? Have you seen it? They got teams. Brad hasn't. Can tell by the face.
Softball.
I saw the commercials for it. There's a new softball league coming out, women's softball.
Well,
so if you think WNBA made news over the weekend with the, you know, pay us, wait.
Actually, they're canceling the softball wing. They're expecting to get paid to play. So they've just decided that they're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. Yeah,
they got a brand new television deal, don't they?
We got teams.
That's exciting.
Is Memphis getting one?
I don't think so. Speaking of that, Chandler Lawson.
Oh, did you see him ball out?
Glory.
Bro.
There were folks doubting that team.
Let's go. I saw it.
Man,
I saw it.
We can wait till one.
Well, that's good.
Because you know what? They should get one.
Yes.
They doubted them.
Brother, yes.
Although they're done, they lost the next game.
But we won the first one.
Lawson looked great, though.
They won a game. I think that's – is that
and
more
we
than
came back.
A previous
– It feels like we never won the first game and that we would always have the one seed and be knocked out.
Right.
First game.
So
just give them that one. Give it to them, John. It's like was that our first TBT win? It felt like it.
I mean, I don't know. I have to go back and look.
Probably not. But that said, it felt like we got further with that team than we had previously. There was some Tiger flavor with Tigert, but a lot of it was like that's why I wanted to shout them out was non-Tigers who don't necessarily get a ton of love in the area. They came together for one purpose.
Well, Chandler was a Tiger, right?
And some of them were Tigers, yes. Him and Taggart, what you want to make it a Tigers team now because of those two?
Why is everybody fighting it so hard?
Huh?
Everybody's fighting it so hard. It's just you know it
because there's other hoopers in town. CJ Anderson didn't go to go to Memphis.
If it was a Tiger team, it probably would go on further. Let's call.
They were losing.
Now they got the wrong guys.
What are you talking about? That had been the problem. We had too many Tigers.
Wow.
Were we taking it seriously?
No, you got to get the right ones. You got to get like you got to be very selective about it. If I were doing a Tiger TBT team.
Had that John and El Marone still lost.
I mean, it's actually tough. It's actually because, you know, like, they're not going to show up on time. Like, some of them probably not going to play. Like, but, you know, I got to go, as always, with Adonis. I got to have Adonis out there just as a staple.
Dude, I heard, aren't many Memphis Tigers playing for other TBT organizations like Jeremiah Martin's with Wichita State?
And, oh, my God. Is that
and
true?
I think, yes, somebody's playing with Ohio State, I thought, out of Memphis. I thought I was hearing a little bit on that. Don't hold me to those, but there are other Tigers that are playing for legit TBT teams.
Damn, that's crazy.
I guess feeling like they have a better chance with those organizations.
Aftershocks?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Wichita State?
I think so.
Let's see. Is Jeremiah Martin on there?
He ain't the only. If he's not on the roster, it's. I heard he's Wichita State, and there's some other ones. I won't say one's playing
for
Ohio.
He's not on the website, but
one's playing for the Ohio State. Thought I heard too. Anyway, it's not some big story, John. But
you know, it's a huge story.
Not every Memphis Tiger is playing for the Memphis team.
And what's the?
And we've seen that previously. Darius Washington, before he played for the Memphis team, was playing for somebody else.
Right. Right.
No, DRC or whoever it was.
Yeah, that's who the team 901 beat. To get to the second game yesterday.
He did that before he became a Tiger. So there are plenty of guys that don't play for their alma maters. But
is Ohio State, is that Carmen's crew?
It seems like it's always Kraft, but I don't know. Aaron Kraft is always
I'm trying to figure out who would be on this team because, like, I want to know who turned on us.
Chris I don't know.
Crawford.
That's him. That's the Ohio State name. The Ohio State name I remember. He's played for Memphis in the TBT. Yeah, they got Chris. Chris is coming. He's been hooping overseas like he's been sharp. And so for them
and
to have him.
Tevin Glass on here, too. I don't think he was Memphis. I think he was just a recruit.
Huh. Chris Carver's up there playing for Ohio State. I think Jeremiah's with somebody, too. I'm pretty sure it was Wichita State.
All right, let's see.
You going to call those guys turncoats or something because they don't play for Memphis? Come on, man. A lot of times we haven't done anything, so I can't blame them.
All right, hold on. Chris Carver's in action today, if you're interested. And I'll tell you what the number is.
Well, is he still? And then I'm figuring Louisville is still playing because they got Chris Jones, and they always seem to make a deep run.
I don't see him on the schedule today, but I would assume you're right. Yeah, Carmen's crew is -5.5 against Fort Wayne.
These folks got lines on.
Oh, yeah, we got lines, brother.
No wonder you're looking so deep. And I was like, John really does kind of care about these Tigers.
It's tough. Does he have an edge?
Can he find an edge?
It's tough to bet these because they're -115 as opposed to 110.
Gotcha.
So you got to know a guy's out or something like that. But I mean – Chris Crawford on a on Ohio State team. Like, he's the best player on this team. You know?
Wow.
I mean, I don't even really recognize anybody else.
No Aaron Kraft on that team, huh? Uh-uh. I guess his days of TBT Ohio State are done.
I wonder how that happened. I wonder how Chris got linked up with the Ohio State guys. Because, I mean, it seems just so random, doesn't it?
Probably hoops overseas with somebody that was
that's
on the
probably,
team.
That's probably what it is.
Typically how these things go.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, good luck to – I didn't see anything about Jeremiah, but he didn't play last night.
Who did we go down to? Not to – we lost the next game.
Yeah, we lost to L.A. Ignite.
They must have had like a Kobe Bryant
they had,
kind of type player.
Jordan Bell.
Jordan Bell.
Off the bench, bro. Man had 17 off the bench.
I think our Memphis team had Ian Clark on it too. Maybe.
Who played last night? No.
No? No Ian Clark? Okay.
Damn.
Well, he would have been. Maybe he could have helped.
What happened to Nate Hoover? Didn't he organize this? He didn't play in either game.
He was initially involved. Maybe he didn't. Again, maybe, you know, the talent was too deep.
Here was our seven last night. Sean Taggart gave us a good 19. He did everything he could.
We only had seven?
Yeah. Cedric Anderson Jr.
That's my guy, CJ.
Mike Fofana. Don't know.
I'm trying to remember him.
Not the Indiana Pacer, Cam Jones. Chandler Lawson. Sergio Karush gave you 22 hard minutes.
Former Overton great.
He is 52 years old. And then Marcus Terrence.
Who, again, when we saw his initial, I think, wasn't Chandler having to play point? I heard that, too, that we didn't, you know.
Yeah.
We had Chandler out of position. But he shined in that first game.
I mean, he shined last night as well. He had 15 on 7 of 8 shooting. 15, 8, and 2 assists. I mean.
How is Deidre Lawson not on this team?
No question.
He must be playing with somebody else if there's.
Really, we only got 13 minutes from Marcus Terrence, and we only got 19 from Sean.
I'm told Louisville lost as well. So
Louisville's gone.
I guess Chris Jones and them.
I mean, our average age is like.
We're older this year. Huh?
38.
We got old this year.
I mean, how old is Sergio Karush, bro? I remember hearing
I covered him at Overton. He's getting up there.
Yeah. I mean,
but he's in great shape.
He's 36, so he's younger than I thought.
That's still up there for TBT.
Yeah.
It's like, how his wind is.
I mean, I feel like Sean is like, he had to be dying out there, bro. Like, respectfully, like, come on, Sean. Because I don't think Sean been playing. Like,
maybe Hoover got frustrated. Maybe if you only had seven, how Hoover didn't get out? We could have always used a shooting. Maybe there was a fallout. Maybe there was a problem.
But, you know, that's the thing about TBT, bro, is like, folks just don't show up. Because, like, you know, I don't know what it is. I feel like they just don't. It's always the teams that take it the most seriously. Like, you know, like, hey, I'm going to not go out the night before. I'm going to not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember what the payout is, but, you know.
It was either about $1 million or $2 million.
Yeah.
Seemed it was always between that or right
exactly.
There.
And so I guess Boeheim's Army's always like the favorite. Syracuse, Eberlein Drive, whatever. So anyway, yeah, it's been a fun ride for the Team 901.
Could have got Bo Montgomery on that thing.
Man, for real. Go get Bo.
Bo's hooping with Grizz Summer League.
No doubt.
Just put up 8 last night.
But see, you're not going to.
Could have killed in this.
You're not going to do that. You're going to play in Summer League over this, though.
That's true.
This is like when you know it's over.
What I'm saying is if we could have lasted a little longer and beat this last team.
We could have added Bo.
Could have
right.
added Bo.
Now, I don't know if that's possible.
You can clearly add, I would think. No.
Okay. Well, you could just
maybe
call.
Not off of another team.
You could just tell them, folks, this is Nate Hoover.
Bo been here the whole time. Oh, yeah, this is Nate.
Nobody going to know the difference.
Played at Wofford?
Yeah, Wofford, bro.
Shoot that thing.
Yeah, and he can. Bo Montgomery showed some things last night.
Was it 2 of 5?
I think he's our starting 2 guy for the Grizz, bro. I mean, that's how you know I'm delirious from Vegas, and I wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, it's been a fun run, for the summer league. It's been a fun run for TBT. We're going to come back. Got Respect Burgers 1 o'clock. Jeff Calkins at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Trying to find ESPN.
Black Tie Movement is changing, moving the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. They are the best when it comes to moving your stuff. I've used them twice, I know. And if the time ever comes for me to move again, that's who I'll be calling. 316-6196 is the phone number. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agreed to. They're going to give you a good price. And you're going to get that black tie red carpet experience. Reach out to them. Sold at Live Love Memphis. Although you should reach out to Live Love as well. But if you're moving, you should reach out to my friends at Black Tie. 316-6196. It's Black Tie Moving, change moving in the city of Memphis. We'll talk about Live Love later, all right? We'll definitely talk about our friends at the Live Love group. Sad news, I gather. Malcolm Jamal Warner, of course, he of the Cosby Show, Theo on the Cosby Show, has passed at 54 after drowning on a family trip. And he drowned while swimming in Costa Rica. So a rep for Warner did not immediately respond to people's request for comment. But, man, that is a real tragedy. Going on a family vacation and you go swimming and you drown. Bro, that's terrible.
You got a lot more life to live. Was doing a podcast now called Not All Hood. Did the most recent episode, according to TMZ, just 3 days ago. So was, you know, alive and living, yeah, post his, you know, the heights of his acting career, but it moved on to another space and was a father and husband and happened on this family trip. It's awful. It's tragic. And, for to be just 54 years old, you expecting to go on a trip, come back. You know, life ended and changes tragically for his, for his wife and daughter now.
Mm.
Just feel for the family. Feel, obviously, this will resonate with everyone that was ever affiliated with the Cosby Show, that family, too. But I'm thinking about his daughter and his wife that I'm assuming were part of that family trip.
Mm.
And, you're dealing with this and having to get back, right? Get back to your home and now dealing with this. I can't imagine how they must feel.
Yeah. Certainly a great loss. Like you said, 54 had a lot of life left, you know, ideally. But we never know when it's our time. You know, that's the thing. We can look out and we can plan, but you know, sometimes it's not to be. So I you know, thoughts and prayers to his family for sure. Brad, of course, reads his book every night.
Theo and me.
Before bed.
Yep. Part of my adolescence, growing up, 1988, he wrote Theo and Me, which is about drug usage and growing up and adolescence and teen problems. And for even for a, like a white kid from the Midwest, like this kid was like you sort of looked up to him as a role model. And I know it sounds very, 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 very cheesy, but
yeah,
like, no, you we were.
I think it's cool.
We want to give
that's
you
how
that
mainstream. He was
Theo Huxtable was like a my idol growing up. You know, he's on the TV show, and so yeah it's sad.
No, it's very sad. You know, I do want to give you the space for the grief. You know, when Brad delivered the news to us off the air, it was reminiscent of the moment when Howard Cosell on December 8th, 1980, told the world during Monday Night Football that John Lennon had been shot and killed outside of his apartment.
Yeah.
It
with
was
that level of seriousness.
It was like I first of all, I admired your professionalism in that moment to do that. And then and also you were right on. I mean, it's like the bulletin was delivered straight to you. You know.
Donnie Mars, who's same age as I am, is the one who texted me about it. And then I
look, don't put this on Donnie.
And Donnie texted me, and then I go to TMZ, and sure enough, it's like the first thing you see on TMZ.
But no, I mean, it honestly is sad. I mean, you hate to see, like, was he just having a good time, had a couple drinks, and then, you know, something terrible happens.
You'd
like,
hate to hear that.
I mean, that's just not fair, you know, because obviously he knew how to swim because he was swimming. So it wasn't a situation where, like, oh, I've fallen off a boat and I'm in the water. I don't know how to, you know. But is it a situation where you're on a family trip? You're kind of like you're laying back.
Was
like,
he impaired or something?
Right.
Just
I mean, that's
know.
My assumption.
You know, I'm speculating. But,
yeah, that's my assumption. But water is just not. I mean, it's just nothing to play with, man.
No.
It is no joke.
Yeah, you see that thing on Netflix about what was her name that went missing in 97, 98?
The woman.
Yeah.
Amy Bradley.
Yeah, Cruz.
Oh yeah.
Do we think she went in the water or is she in the sex?
It's a great yeah. question. I don't know.
No, it's a little off topic.
No, I mean it's sort of. I
water.
Think we did a
related.
Good, look, we wish Malcolm Jamal Warner and his family, you know, peace.
Yeah.
You know, but the world does keep spinning, and Amy Bradley's family does not have that peace. They don't know. They don't know what happened to her. She was like on this cruise, right? And then she was like on camera and stuff.
Like 20-something years ago.
20-something years ago, and she never was found. She was reported missing, and she was never found. And there are only, like, two possible theories, right, that she was, like, murdered and disposed of in the water, or that she fell off the water, off the boat and died, or that she was, like, sold off into a sex trafficking ring.
Jeez.
I mean, that's the only... Because she's obviously not on the boat, because they would have found her if she was on the boat. I mean, so
yeah.
This case is still open, and the FBI is saying anybody with help, and there's a Netflix special, I believe, about it.
Yes.
There's also a website called AmyBradleyIsMissing.com.
Right.
And part of the reason this story has stayed around, that it hasn't just gone cold case and died, is because with the rise of online investigators, who one of those guys is the guy that put together the website, where the kind of traffic they get, where it comes from, the IP address, a lot of it's come from the area she was taken. And so it's brought, even the FBI has been interested in some of this.
Somebody knows some.
And so and my point is, well, the interest might have died off even the FBI if these online researchers now, they become these private eyes, they're these investigators, they're doing the stuff themselves. He goes on, he digs into this case, he's never heard of the case, and decides, you know what, there's enough stuff here. Man, I'm gonna start a website of it. And the rise of those and people like him is part of the reason why this story is still out there, why this family still has hope. You know, I was listening to the family and the brother. They prefer it this way. I was listening to others that said they would prefer that if they had some finality to it, knowing that she's gone, if she is indeed dead, knowing that as opposed to this life where you think 28 years later she might still be alive. Sightings of her.
Yeah.
Her Mazda Miata from back when she disappeared, he's kept it clean and in the garage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.